The Epistle of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So far the reading. You may be seated. In the name of the risen Lord, when I began thinking about delivering a chapel homily on the basis of this text, I quickly realized that there would have to be some careful sorting out of things. This is, after all, the end of week 15 of the semester. One more week of regular classes and then final exams. There is going to be a lot of work bestowed on papers, projects, presentations, and special events in coming days, to say nothing of preparation for final exams. Sleep deprivation and frantic activity often characterize these last days of the semester, and I'm talking about the faculty. But maybe that's true for students as well. It's been a year or two since I was on that side of things. So there is going to be a lot of concern here about what the Apostle Paul calls the things on the earth, the things that pertain to our life and existence in this world. And there should be. There had better be, if we want to retain our credibility as an institution of higher learning. There are concepts to learn and skills to master, and we need to prove to ourselves and others, alas, including the Higher Learning Commission, that we really are achieving something of significance. Time, attention, physical and mental energy will be spent on what St. Paul calls the things on the earth. And this is so because we are involved in vocations that are connected with the pursuit of education. And these are God-pleasing vocations. The vocation of being a student, the vocation of being a teacher, the vocation of being a member of the support structure that enables teaching and learning to happen here. These are callings in which God has placed us so that we can live out our lives in this world doing the things that benefit ourselves and our neighbors, those around us, both in our family connections and in our larger social connections. Through the knowledge and skills we acquire and put to use, we participate in the providential care of God for his creation. Each of us puts on what Dr. Luther liked to call the mask of God, and we function as the agents of God in providing daily bread for ourselves and others through our vocations. That's the arrangement which God set up in the beginning and which he pronounced to be very good when he had finished the work of creation. But the kind of education we pursue here is the Christian liberal arts education. And so while we rigorously pursue the things on the earth and function to the best of our ability in our earthly vocations, we heed also the imperative statements of the apostle here. He says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not just or only on the things on the earth. There is another dimension to our lives that goes far beyond academic disciplines and programs and majors and courses of study and jobs and careers. Hamlet reminded his college buddy Horatio at one point in the play, "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." There are things beyond the narrow interests of particular academic disciplines that we are interested in or that we become very good at in some way, and we will ignore those things only at our own spiritual peril. When we have become very good and competent in some area of study, we will still need to confront the question raised by Jesus, "What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" And therefore, the importance of St. Paul's words, "Seek those things which are above. Set your mind on things above." The apostle ties this admonition to the great message of the Easter season. This unique person who brings together in the unity of his person the natures of God and man, who became the focal point of the wrath of God against human sin and rebellion, he is now risen, and he sits at the right hand of God. And that means that a great salvation has been won for us. It is finished. Sin, death, the curse of the law, and the power of the devil have been defeated. The Son of God has been restored to the divine glory that was his as true God from all eternity. To think on these things and to contemplate their significance for us is to do what the apostle says: seek those things that are above. Set your mind on things above, where the victorious Christ sits in glory at the right hand of God. And there's more to it. The Lord's apostle says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And further, you were raised with Christ. Therefore, the death and resurrection of Christ and all the benefits that go along with that are given to us." It is as though we have participated in the death and resurrection of Christ. In the chapter right before our reading, the apostle explained how that came about. He said, "You were buried with him in baptism, and you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. Our Lord has not only won a perfect salvation for us, but he has instituted means to bring that salvation to us. These are the things which are above, which we are directed to seek and set our minds on, these essential Christian truths that a great salvation has been won for us and is given to us through the gospel and word and sacrament and is made our own in the miracle of believing these things. And what is the ultimate benefit of it? And that is made clear in these words: "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." There is no greater message of hope and comfort than this: the glory which Christ now has at the right hand of the Father, he will give to his faithful people when he returns. We all have things on the earth to be concerned about over the next 2 weeks. Young minds will be crammed full of information essential for passing tests. But you know what? Many studies have shown again and again that 80% of the facts and details we cram into our minds to pass tests will be lost to our consciousness in a relatively short time. That's reality. But the things above are enduring, not just for a lifetime here, but for eternity. Set your mind on these things and be blessed forever. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you delivered your Son for our offenses and raised him again for our justification. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that he may rule and govern us according to your will, graciously keep us in the true faith, defend us from all sins, and after this life, raise us to eternal life through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.